Last Monday was the first big day of the year for Pacific herring in San Francisco Bay. The Sausalito waterfront teemed with grebes, cormorants, gulls, pelicans, sea lions, and harbor seals, all feeding on herring as they moved to spawning beds in Richardson Bay. A cluster of about 20 fishing boats doled out gill nets and hauled in fat, wriggling fish as bystanders caught a glimpse into an industry rarely viewed in an urban estuary. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the run that is vitally important for wintering water birds. This is Bay Birds. San Francisco Bay is an estuary, and several times a winter, large schools of Pacific herring move with the high tides from the ocean into our estuary to spawn. In fact, the majority of California's herring are found in San Francisco Bay. And since San Francisco Bay is an important bird area for migrating water birds, herring and their eggs are vitally important to the up to 60 water bird species feeding and resting here during the winter. Rafts of scoters, scop, and bufflehead gather where fish are laying their energy-rich eggs on underwater eelgrass, algae, pilings, and rocks. Waterbirds eat well over 50% of the roe or fish eggs laid by herring, and the scoters, an Audubon watch list species, are particularly dependent on this food source. But they aren't the only ones. A waterbird survey that took place last Monday at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary recorded over 12,000 waterbirds within the sanctuary's boundaries alone, timed perfectly with the arrival of the herring. Richardson Bay is the hotspot for herring to spawn in San Francisco Bay, and since the Richardson Bay Sanctuary's waters are closed to all boats this time of year, it may be a critically important feeding and resting area for waterbirds within San Francisco Bay. So the big question, if herring are so important to so many birds, how are their populations doing? Well, people have fished for spawning herring for 150 years in California, and it is the last remaining commercial fishery in both San Francisco and Tomales Bays. In fact, last Monday, at least 20 boats clustered around Sausalito with their gill nets ready to catch herring running. Unfortunately, there is little demand for herring meat. The value is in the roe, which is extracted and then sold mainly to Japan. The California Department of Fish and Game is charged with managing the herring fishery, and according to their data, the number of fish returning to spawn each year has decreased dramatically since 1978. And most concerning is that the population seems to be primarily made up of young fish. Young fish produce fewer and less healthy eggs than older fish, and a disproportionate number of young fish can cause a fishery to collapse. If the herring fishery in San Francisco Bay collapses, it could be devastating to the waterbird populations that rely on herring and herring eggs for their survival. We can only hope adequate management plans are put in place to prevent this from happening. For more information about last week's herring run, check out Audubon California's blog at www.audublog.org. That's www.audublog.org. And keep your eyes on the bay. There are more herring runs on their way this winter, and you're likely to see swarms of thousands of birds gathering for the feast. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds and herring in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.